Monster Juice Radio, Dez and BA Sports Talk. 2023 football season is here. We'll discuss Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes taking that luggage down to TCU and kicking butt this past weekend. I think Deion Sanders has already won the season, if you ask me. My opinion. He brought his luggage, and the luggage is Louis. His words, not mine. You're listening to the Dez and BA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio. Colorado Buffaloes, we coming, we here.
Yeah, he's a bad boy. I like him. That's my new college team.
You on the wagon? You driving the wagon or you just on
there? Prime time now. I'ma roll with prime time.
Okay.
I'ma roll with him.
What do you see the most impressive thing? Outside of Shador, we're gonna get to him, we're gonna get to Travis Hunter, we're gonna get to that running back.
My biggest take from that game was pretty much how he took a whole new team and competed with a runner-up
national championship.
Yeah, runner-up in the championship.
That's impressive.
That's impressive.
Even if they'd
have lost and just competed and didn't win the game, I was still impressed.
Impressive.
But to win the game outright on the road, that's a sign of things to come.
Greatness.
Yeah.
Special.
I see him maybe in a year competing in that college playoff.
Top dog.
In a year or two, maybe competing in that playoff.
What does this do for recruiting?
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Because, like, if I was a high school top recruit coming out, I would probably choose Deion over Saban, over these other schools.
Yep. Why?
Just because it's Deion. You don't get the Hall of Fame coach.
Played it, did it at a high level.
A Hall of Fame player.
Right.
You don't get that.
Ever.
Like, you can't get that. Like, you can get the Hall of Fame coaches, but not the player.
Right.
He got the credentials. He know what it takes to be great. He know how to spot it. That's what I'm impressed with.
That's kind of what he said in the interview.
He definitely got an eye for talent. Like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was a basketball player, but he don't have the eye for judging the talent.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know what it is.
You think it's a difference because Prime did it from the ground up. He went all the way down to youth sports with his kids.
Yeah,
and built it up as opposed to saying, I'm Michael Jordan. Well, let's not even take, MJ. There's a lot of people that didn't do well. Tried to coach.
No, but I'm just giving him as a prime example on his greatness.
He tried to jump out at the highest level and say, I know what I would do and how I would do it. This is why you heard all those stories about him jumping in practices and showing guys up and all that stuff.
Right.
So he got that greatness to the point to where he can't turn it off and he expects everybody else to be able to pick up what he's saying.
Yeah.
And that ain't how you build a player.
No, yeah.
So Deion went down to youth sports. Started his own school, the truth.
He can judge it, man. He can judge talent. He got an eye for it. And the best part of his coaching is the motivation.
Oh, man, it's unreal.
Like, that's what impresses me with him.
I watched a few videos. Well, I got up so early this morning, well, to go run. But before I went to run this morning, I watched a lot of those prime little clips. His motivation and stuff, man. And it's like, it's not fake, B.A.
The kids really
buy
believe.
In.
They really believe. They believe they can win the championship this year. Believe that.
He actually said that going into it, like he had a couple of clips that said that he didn't think that all the players believed. And he said he was getting frustrated because he said, there's no switch. I'm a Hall of Fame player. There's no switch you flip on in the locker room and go play TCU. Mm. He says you have to start that week of preparation for the game like it's game day every single day.
Yeah.
He said that now, after they won the game, he feels that some of those players that didn't believe, they actually believe now. They were saying it, but he said he didn't think they truly believed. But he said, I was trying to tell people what I was seeing, what I saw in practice, and what I believed and what I knew was going to happen.
Yeah.
And now people actually, they got to buy in.
Yeah.
But yeah, he motivated, man.
You got to buy in now.
The biggest thing that motivated me was him out there on the practice field, and he said a while ago, he was talking about how he wanted to run out and lead them out on the field against TCU with all these surgeries he's had on his leg and his foot and all this stuff. Man, listen, the week before, man's foot was so swollen up like a softball. Mm-hmm. He's still dealing with major problems with his foot. Mm-hmm. And he's out there doing it, man.
Yeah, he loves it.
Golly, man. So, yeah, motivational, man. And you one of those kids?
Of course. I believe if I go to Colorado and sign with Colorado, I believe I'm in my best position to go to the pros.
They're going
to
get the best out of you.
I believe that. I don't know how I believe it. I don't know why. I can't explain why I feel that way. But I just believe that. You know?
I think it's
that's the way I would think. Because, listen, the point I'm making is you got only three players to come back from last year. And they were a disciplined team. Discipline, that part of it, that means you well coached. That means at practice you're actually paying attention and all that. So they weren't getting a lot of penalties. They only had, what, 6 penalties in the game? Yeah, whole game.
It was almost the end of the first half when they got that right tackle had a false start.
Yeah.
We had just talked about it and they had a false start.
Yeah, like.
And that's hard to do, special. To be disciplined with all new players.
Right.
To go into a rowdy TCU home stadium down there, play that way.
The only weakness I see in that team is the trenches.
Run defense. I don't know so much about the line. I think the line held up pretty good.
The trenches, though, it's like they actually block pretty good, but that defending that run is where they got to tighten up some screws.
They got shredded.
They got to tighten up some screws on that. Because if TCU would have kept running the ball, they would have probably ended up scoring that last drive.
What did the running back end up with, you know?
4 touchdowns.
The TCU guy.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't know.
I don't know, but he definitely was over 100.
And he was downhill all day, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was definitely over 100. He was gashing him. So if you want to critique him, that's pretty much all you can critique him on.
Stopping the run. But you got Warren Sapp popping in and out. I think they might figure out some run fits, don't you think?
Oh, they'll be better. I know they'll be better.
And I know every program gets these guys, these famous guys that come in, these alumni and all this stuff and whatnot. Prime is bringing in guys with all the credentials, like other teams do, but these are guys that he are actual friends with. People that actually want to see him succeed. Not just showing up, making an appearance, not just doing a walkthrough. Mm-hmm. They go in there and dropping knowledge. Like, if you're one of these players, recruitment-wise, man, you got Michael Irvin, Warren Sapp, those big-time guys that we grew up watching, stepping in, talking to you, pulling you to the side, giving you some pointers, like, and really meaning it.
It's hard to beat that.
That's hard ball right there, man.
That's hard to beat that.
That's hard ball. And not just coming in and saying something and saying, hey, listen to coach, do this and that. No, they're actually coming in, hey, this is my perspective. This is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed mm-hmm. to do it. Shadour, the quarterback. Lil Prime. Monster.
Monster
day. Made a believer out of me.
Yes, sir. He got that heart.
And you know what I've been saying?
He got that heart. He got it.
I was one of these doubtfuls. I'm not going to lie.
I know you were. And I was telling you, that boy going to be good.
I doubted it. And I said, you know, just even watching, I think just the slowness and the different level of play in the HBCU games I watched in over the last 2 years, I always said, man.
I even think that he's better on this level than he was
back then because he got locking. He got
a better scheme. Players,
better scheme.
He got a better scheme that fits him.
And
he's always got his head on a swivel, looking downfield. He ain't looking to run. They can't bring up the part about he just want to run. He ain't looking to run.
He looking to deliver that ball.
He looking to throw the ball every time he move out that pocket.
And he throwing it accurately. On the money, on time, strong arm.
Yeah, man. He's impressive, man. He's impressive.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's no way, and I don't wish this, but there's no way he can play a better game this season. The rest of the way, there's no way.
Yeah, it's harder. It's going to be
There's no way.
It's going to be hard to top that performance.
But if he plays half of what he did.
But he has film work now. So he's going to have to be better every week.
Right.
He's going to have to get better every week. He's going to have to get better.
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter?
I mean, what? Just give me a word to describe him.
Ball hawk. That's my one word for him. Ball hawk. Nose for the ball.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
The hype is real with that guy.
Yeah, he was the number one recruit.
The hype is real.
For a reason.
The hype is real with that guy.
He has an instinct for the ball.
An explosion, a gear.
And that's the special. You can't teach it. You just got to have it. And he got it.
He got it. It. Whatever it is, he's got it.
He got it. He got the it factor.
You can't even really describe it. Whatever it is, he's got it, man. And what's the most impressive thing you saw him do in that game?
That pick at the goal line.
That was big time. That was a game saver.
Yeah, that was one of my.
I think even bigger was.
I'm not gonna lie. I've never seen a pro athlete pick a ball off like that.
Lay out, take it out somebody's head, like
straight acrobat. Like
he had to do it to get it too.
That's straight acrobat.
Spider monkey. That's what he is, man.
Man, I mean,
monster. The play he made on 3rd and 18, the reception.
Yeah, that would be
good coverage on him.
Yeah, but I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced he's this as good of offensive player that he is of on defense.
He got to throw a little static on me because
I said
he's gonna be an NFL receiver. I said that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I know he need to be out there on defense 100% and on offense maybe 25%. 50, I give him 50%. First, second down, first down, third down, he need to be on the field. But I just don't like the amount of touches he getting on offense, too.
But if we think about it, he's been playing both sides of the ball since high school.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
If I was an offensive coordinator and I want to try to neutralize him, I would run deep routes at him.
Yes.
Deep routes.
Yes. Then I can get into some digs and stuff he's not going to be as sharp on, I would think.
I would run deep routes at him so that when he goes on the offensive end,
slow him down.
He's got his motor. You got to see where his motor at. That's what I would do. If I'm on offense, running the offense, I'm running deep routes at him. I'm trying to keep him 20 yards downfield, 10, 15, 20 yards downfield.
Probably ain't throwing it to that guy, but we're going to just.
Right.
We putting fresh bodies in there to run flies.
Stopping goals,
double moves, getting him gassed.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Because he is too dynamic to not gas him out, boy.
That's the only way.
Man, listen.
That's the only way I see you stopping him on defense.
A couple times we saw him.
I seen him drop the touchdown. Like, it's just different.
But. Like I saw on offense, man, it's like he has the ability, no matter where the ball is, that he's going to get his hands on the ball.
Yeah.
He's going to get his hands on that.
Yeah,
he ain't giving up on it because when the ball is not right on him, he's also a world-class DB.
Yes.
He's a bad boy, man.
I don't see bad men DBs better than him.
He's a bad college. Boy.
It may be one, but I don't know who he is yet.
Yeah, he invisible right now, ain't he?
Yeah, I don't see nobody better than him. That guy right there is just
easy. Monster.
He's special. He's special.
The guy broke out from the goal line. Remember when they had him backed up at Coffin Corner punt? And they blew it a great opportunity to pin him deep then.
Yeah.
He makes the play on that.
Yeah.
Uses his speed to run the guy down. And was smart enough to slow him up.
Slow him up so the other
instead
guy
to, instead of just dive at him and miss it.
Yeah.
Slow him up. Yeah, that dude's special, man. Special. Freshman running back. What, 4 touchdowns?
Edwards.
Dynamic.
He's dynamic, but.
In the flat, flare him out.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Giving the ball to
him. He's a third down back that's.
Sproles. Gone.
Yeah.
Got a gear.
Yeah. But they got the weapons. They got those type of weapons.
Man.
Like, my biggest concern is those trenches.
Yeah.
They got the weapons on the outside. I have no problem with that. They got enough weapons to be great. It's them trenches is what's going to hold up.
I think they're above average in their receiving corps. Like,
no.
I think they are.
You got Horn. Horn's a monster, too.
Man.
He was making big, big time catches.
Yeah, 400-yard receivers out there, man.
Yeah.
And a quarterback that's going to put it on. How many balls did we see that guy put on, guys, that got dropped?
No, he
dropped
that. He didn't only put them on. They caught the ball in stride.
In stride. Didn't have to wait for it, die for it, none of that.
He was leading them out, man.
That's some good chemistry in it, man.
Man, that's some
Because you can be good, you can be accurate with the ball, but that's great chemistry too, man.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man. Because most of the times, especially college football, I would say 7 out of 10 times, man, when a guy goes deep, throws a deep ball, he throws it too far inside or out of bounds and caught.
Yeah, something like that.
This ball was diving on the sideline.
I'm talking about in stride.